Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. On the presidential campaign trail, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney is facing increasing scrutiny of his tenure while he held public office here. Specifically, he's getting frequent questions about why, at the end of his term, senior aides bought their computer hard drives and why some of his administration's email records were destroyed. WBUR's Fred Tice has been following the Romney campaign in New Hampshire and has this report.
The first report that aides to the former governor purchased hard drives and deleted emails broke last Thursday. But it wasn't until Saturday night in New Hampshire that Mitt Romney spoke at length about what happened.
What I can tell you is that under Massachusetts law, there is no provision asking either the governor's office or the legislature to provide any information for the archives. We voluntarily decided to do something which is not required by law.
Actually, state law does require that governors turn over paper documents to the archives. Romney says his administration turned over 700 boxes of documents. State law also requires that electronic documents be printed and turned over before they're deleted. According to two sources, aides to Romney told state officials they had printed their emails before deleting them. But questions remain about whether hard copies of all emails were turned over. Romney says he did nothing different from any of his predecessors.
I don't believe there's ever been an administration that says, let's give you our computer files and emails. I don't think any Republican administration, well, any prior governor, has done something of that nature. And why is that? Well, I guess different reasons for different people. They may have personal information on there, medical records. They could have resumes from people who've applied for jobs.
But before Romney, no governor's aides had ever asked to buy back their hard drives. In response to the revelations, the Romney campaign has filed a public records request for communications between the staff of Romney's Democratic successor, Governor Deval Patrick, and President Obama's reelection campaign. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.